We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A reminder, Dave Harrigan early in the show basically said Frank Sinatra is garbage. Pretty much what you said, correct?
I don't think those are my exact words, but I'll go with overrated.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely, positively, unequivocally, you are wrong. Frank Sinatra is brilliant.
Once again, you can't think outside the box. Just go with the masses, Chad.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Whatever the people
the crowd.
Say,
nobody
you just
follows the crowd.
You're just a robot. Or, I am Chad Hartman. I agree with everyone else.
Yes. Ernest Morales III is the new chief of the Metro Transit Police Department. That happened last month. He was on with Adam Robert Carter today. If you'd like to listen to that interview, podcast, The Adam and Jordana Show. Good conversation between the two. You should podcast Adam and Jordana Show on a regular basis. We would like you to podcast all of our shows. Jordana, our show, Courtside, Henry. Apparently we got some goofballs on overnight. I don't think we podcast their shows. Just do it. Sign up. You can get your podcast anywhere. Pretty much anywhere you can get them. The Apple, WCCO Radio, Odyssey, Spotify, waiting 15 minutes to get overrated rotisserie chicken. I think you can sign up for podcasts there. I genuinely hope Ernest Morales III dramatically changes the direction in particular of light rail right now. This is not a shot at him at all. Zero at him. I don't think he has a chance. Until they dramatically upgrade security. Until they get significantly more people using the train. Until they get more mental health supervisors on the train until, and it apparently it's too expensive to set up the system to make people pay, which was idiotic at the start. The idea is light rail was going to be around forever and it was going to change how we traverse. We should have had a system where you couldn't get on the train without pain. But until we have a way where we are checking if people actually paid to get on, all those things, nothing's going to change. This show has talked about this many, many times. So have other shows. So Mr. Morales has an excellent background. I hope I am 100% wrong and he turns this around. This doesn't even include our conversations frequently on the show about the greatest boondoggle of all time in Minnesota's history, Southwest Light Rail. Doesn't include the debate on does mass transit in this particular form make sense? Literally, the spelling of C-E-N-T-S. Because it costs a crazy amount of money. My son is 21. My son loves trains, loved riding the train, the one we would take the most, Minneapolis, out to Mall of America. But we took the one to St. Paul also plenty of times. The idea that I'm going to bring Quentin on that train, there's a better chance Harrigan and I get married at 3:30 later today. Even he admitted, due credit to Ernest Morales, he was not comfortable when he rode the train recently. He said maybe a little bit of success lately, but overall, a long, long way to go. They need 100 more officers for different areas, not just on the light rail, but in other areas of mass transit, which also are not safe. Mass transit should be a viable option. Buses may have been the better way to go. But we're in now on this, and no, I'm not giving the federal government $900 million back on Southwest Light Rail. I don't think that the train is safe. We saw good reporting on that from, what, Channel 4 again this week. Channel 9 is a good report. All of them have. Go on it and see for yourself. I am out on the light rail for an extended period of time until I see significant positive changes. Are you with me? You're out on the train. Are you out on buses too? Do you look at this differently and say, when I ride it, I see some stuff, but it's overblown? What is your path back to light rail? And are you open-minded on this enormous challenge that Ernest Morales faces? It should be a part of our life. It's, and let's get back to the numbers, by the way. As long as we have people doing what I'm doing today, I am doing a show, which I normally, I'm involved in my job, which normally involves me to be in a building in the heart of downtown Minneapolis, 625 2nd Avenue South. Like so many others, this business has found ways for people to work remotely. I would love, I encourage people to work downtown more. I'm going downtown more and more. Did it stop me from taking this trip out here? No. No, I'm not going to lie. I don't lie if I'm not in downtown. I may be moving back downtown. I still believe in a lot of downtown. But are there parts of downtown where, nope, I'm not going to late at night? Are there parts of downtown where I never would think about moving? Yeah. And light rail sees a lot of this. What is your path? What is the scenario with mass transit more broadly, or in particular the light rail side of this, which would get you on? Because at this point, I am not going back. Maybe later, but I'm not close. I want to hear what Dave has to say. I want to hear from you. Phone calls and texts. You're done with it, you're on it, or you'll stay open-minded. Where are you at? Cities 1 talk and text line. 651-461-9226. 237 right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. We're talking light rail. We're talking mass transit. New man in charge, Ernest Morales III. I'm out right now. I need to see huge uptick in security. I need to see a path for checking people to see if they pay. I need more mental health experts to help people out. I want to see more numbers jumping on that train. I'm not going to be early in that group. Dave Harrigan right now. We'll get to John and a number of your texts also, because I want more people to chime in, please. Always appreciate your help. 651-461-9226. Dave, you jumping on that train tomorrow?
That's just the thing, Chad. You just talked about numbers, and I heard it with Chief Morales this morning when he was on with Adam. The biggest thing they need is for people to ride Metro Transit, to ride the the trains, because there's safety in numbers. I think we all know that. And which among us is going to be the ones to say, you know what? I want to be a part of the solution. I want to be part of that group that makes the change on the trains and turns them back into a safe place that's free of most crime and drugs and everything else that has become a problem. And yeah, I guess maybe it's selfishness, but I'm with you because it's not going to be me right now.
It's in some ways, it's very analogous to downtown, right?
Yeah.
You know, when we've talked about some of the big heavyweights, U.S. Bank, Target, Wells Fargo, if they, whether it's require, incentivize, encourage people to work 2 days a week, 4 days a week, 5 days a week, 3 days a week, whatever it is downtown, well, then there's a better chance you have greater safety. But those companies, rightfully so, are fearful something is going to happen to somebody who works there. And what does that do to this individual? What does that do to the reputation of the business? And the chief nailed it. They want numbers, but the security and eliminating, whether it's the flat-out criminality which takes place on there, the harassing, or the folks who you have compassion for, you should have compassion for, who are struggling with mental health but need help, and just staying on the train isn't the way to go. 651-461-9226. John, you are our first up here on CCO.
Yeah, good morning. It strikes me that the cat is out of the bag, so to speak. We've let it get so bad that to really police it would be 24/7 would be a full-time job, and it'd take an enormous amount of personnel. Seems to me maybe undercover guys would be a better way to catch the perpetrators. If I'm a bad guy, I'm with a group of kids, and we want to do something mischievous, I jump on that train, I see an officer there, I just jump off and wait 5 minutes and jump on the next one. But if you have undercover people, you when you jump in there, you don't know, is that a businessman or a couple, or is that a couple of cops? Is that, are those police officers or is that a businessman? How about that bum in the corner? You just wouldn't know. And then they'll be a little more brave, and they'll try to harass some people or do some of the mischievous things that they do. And the undercover guy will have a much better chance of catching them. I don't think a cop is going to catch many of them because his uniform is going to give him away.
Thank you, John. That's an interesting point, Dave. I like some of what John had to say. Even at the start, though, he brings up a very good point on costs. Do they have enough money? Because God knows, we know they spend a lot of money in putting these trains together. But do they have enough money? And then there's a reason why Minneapolis police, they're still looking for officers right now, Dave. They can't find them.
Yeah.
It's not like automatically, because it's the Metro Transit Police, Dave, you're just going to find them right there and people willing to work.
No.
That's another huge statement.
Yeah, transit police are looking for officers, too. They spoke about that. And, yeah, I agree with John as far as, you know, what the criminals or anybody looking to do something that they shouldn't be doing on the train, what they're going to – yeah, they see a cop, they're going to go the other way, sure. But I think you also have to have visibility there. You have to, you know, show the people that are there just to ride the train, to go to work, to go to a ball game, whatever. I think you have to have a lot of visibility, just like, you know, a cop walking a beat, you know, on the streets of a major city. People have to see the police and feel that, yes, okay, the good guys are here. I'm being protected. Police are watching this situation, and I feel safer about it.
Carol, you're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Yeah, hi, thank you. Say, yeah, I grew up Northwest Indiana. We had a South Shore train that went into Chicago. Always started for actually started in South Bend, went through Gary, Hammond, New Chicago. Hegwisch into the downtown. I used to ride it when I was in college. And I tell you what, it was a great experience, but you had to pay to get on. And they had conductors and they had people. There was a presence on that train. And this train still does exist. And I do think here, you were right. You know, when they said this was not going to have a place where there was a fee to be collected to get on, there's nothing, you can't get something for nothing. I mean, they had to start that right from the beginning and have that presence of other people. It was a great time to ride the train back when I did. And then here, I don't ride it at all. It's not safe. I think public safety, you know, that's our number one goal for everybody. Everyone deserves it. And in regards to mental health, my opinion, this is my opinion, I think we haven't even gotten to the cause of it. And just by putting social workers or that on train, that is the root cause is why do we have so much of it? And what are we doing about it? That is the problem. And I don't know what that's the bigger issue here. And just putting social workers on train, Carol, stay with me here.
Obviously, that's the bigger issue. We've talked about that many, many times before.
Mm-hmm.
We need to continue to be open about mental health. We need to encourage people. We need to find others. So, yeah, mental health in our country is an enormous issue. So I'm not trying to downplay the root cause in any way. And maybe you haven't listened on shows or guests when we've talked about that, because your point is 100%. It's just, what do we do with the individuals? We're talking about this specific part of life and trying to convince people to come back.
Yeah, and it's going to take a lot. Like you said, I agree. I don't think I hope the new chief, I wish him well, but I do think you got to get a little tough and having the presence, because you got to have the police presence. Nobody's going to come on. And the other thing, too, you know, I remember I had a good friend who always used every kind of Metro Transit. She doesn't do it anymore because of just, it's just not clean either, you know.
It's dirty. It's not followed up. Thank you, Carol. You make a lot of good points. Let's get to some of the texts here too. I'm retired from Metro Transit, and I can tell you they need 4 cops for every light rail train car, 2 cops every bus in troubled areas, or the problems will never end. More texts here at 651-461-9226. I agree with the individual earlier said. Take back the train day, crowds go en masse, ride, and act as community, combine that with a big downtown event. That must have come up on Adam's show. I missed that part of it. That sounds good, Dave. Let's say we do that next Wednesday, okay? Becomes a big deal. Celebrates Ernest Morales, and we wish him nothing but the best. Why should I believe the following Monday anything is going to be any different?
Yeah, I think this... I mean, Metro Transit needs a PR blitz like you wouldn't believe, right? They need to be out front talking with us, talking with other stations, TV, newspapers. You know, and I don't know how you go about it. Do you talk about all the problems that you're eliminating off the trains just to remind people that, yep, there's still a lot of bad people on the trains? I don't know what the messaging is, but, you know, you have to somehow get the message out there that it's safe to come back.
One of the last texts, it's never coming back. It's a thing of past. Times have changed. Well, the number of people working downtown has changed. But these aren't just going to go away. They're not just going to say, we tried and it just doesn't work. There's been too much money spent. Too many people still believe in it, in a concept. And to some level, pre-COVID, it was working. To justify all the numbers, I don't personally think so. But now, even when it wasn't quite what it should have been, it's a shell of itself. So to just say give up on it, you're entitled to that feeling and that belief and that philosophy. They're just not going to do that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.